The Purple Peleus by H. G. Wells. Narrated by Rainer Borton. Mr. Coombs was sick of life. He walked away from his unhappy home and sick not only of his own existence, but of everybody else's. Turned aside down Gaswork Lane to avoid the town and, crossing the wooden bridge that goes over the canal to Starling's cottages, was presently alone in the damp pine woods and out of sight and sound of human habitation. He would stand it no longer. He repeated aloud, with blasphemies unusual to him, that he would stand it no longer. He was a pale-faced little man, with dark eyes and a fine and very black moustache. He had a very stiff, upright collar, slightly frayed, that gave him an illusionary double chin. And his overcoat, albeit shabby, was trimmed with astrakhan. His gloves were a bright brown, with black stripes over the knuckles, and split at the finger ends. His appearance, his wife had said once in the dear, dead days beyond recall, before he married her, that is, was military. But now she called him...